The thing that I think Luther failed to understand was that you have to continue in faith. Faith is not a one-time shot. You go from faith to faith. And increasing faith brings increasing righteousness. And increasing righteousness brings increasing virtue, temperance, all those things. If you want to make your salvation sure, look to yourself to see those works happening in you, the works of God. For it is Him that worketh in us both to will and do His good pleasure. From faith to everything. Even faith itself is a gift from God. You can't just like make it up yourself. Though from the human perspective, that's exactly how everything works. It feels like we do the works, right? That's how God... It's like when you're helping a little child to walk. At first, you know, the parent is doing almost everything. They're holding him up, and his little legs are moving along. Oh, I'm walking, you know. Eventually the child grows up. But I tell you, in the earth, we aren't even born yet. We aren't even born. Because the birth of the sons of God comes at the resurrection. We are just gestating. We are in utero. We will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even to you. I mean, the measure of what? Of our authority. We're given a certain measure of authority. You know, but they, in their universities and so on and so forth, they commend themselves in their own doctrines and in their own way. You know, they, well, are you an ordained minister? You know, they're commending themselves, they're comparing themselves to each other and commending themselves to themselves. That's not legitimate. That's not wise. It's not wise to have these guys all commending each other to themselves, comparing themselves among themselves. And not just in seminaries and so on and so forth, and in the ordination of clergy. It goes also in, you know, in sectarian little groups. Like the group I originally came in through. They all compare each other to each other. Not wise, comparing themselves instead to the Scripture. And comparing each other to the Scripture. Comparing to the Word of God, to the Word of the Apostles. That's what you should compare them to. But we will not boast of things outside of our the measure of our authority. You know, they measured what they had. They all measured themselves among themselves. And, you know, we don't go beyond our measure as though we reach not unto you. Meaning, it's not that we don't have authority over you. We're not stretching beyond, you know, like if I were to, basically, if he was to, God didn't give him authority over the Corinthians. And he was stretching to take authority over them. No. I'm not going beyond my measure in order to reach to you. We are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. We are right there. Not boasting of things without our measure that is of other men's labor. I mean, there are other men do stuff outside of our authority, and we don't extend ourselves to that. But having hope when your faith is increased, you know, that's like, and that's really what the enemies of the gospel are doing in Corinth and in other churches. Paul had authority over them, but there were others coming who were trying to take authority undercut and sort of take authority over those churches in opposition to Paul and to leading astray in that. You know, boasting in other men's labors, in other words, in Paul's labors. He's talking, I think, possibly of himself, meaning that others had come and were taking his labor and stretching their authority into some place where he had authority, beyond their measure. But having hope that when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged, if by you, according to our rule abundantly. Rule is the same as measure, like a ruler, you know. You know, what somebody's saying is very simply, you know, when your faith is increased, this is within our jurisdiction. And as you are enlarged, we are enlarged. You're part of us. And for what purpose? To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. I mean, someone else, line of things is the same thing as rule or measure. Not boasting in another man's measure, what has been given to someone else. I mean, like someone else had planted other churches, right? And God, Paul had said at another point, one plants, the other waters, but God gives the increase. But we're talking about almost where someone else had completely done a work that Paul had not been given authority over. For him to come in and then start, boasting in something someone else, and sort of being like, look what I've done here, But it's really something else that someone already made, made ready to our hands, ready made. It's like, someone handing me some trinket they had put together and I say, well, look what I made. It's dishonest. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let him glory in the Lord. And he means also in, the boasting is in, it's the same thing, the boast. He says, the word glory here is boasteth. Same word he's been saying, boast. I boast in you. But what he's saying is, in what God has given you to glory in. I mean, it's in the work of God. I glory myself. People say, well, Paul, these days it seems like you're not supposed to glory in anything. I glory in the works I've done. Not because I've done them, but because God has given me to do them. I boast. God has given me to do these Bible studies. It's wonderful. Not because I don't know if it's wonderful to you, but it's wonderful for me. I enjoy doing them. If no one listened to them, I have said, that wouldn't take away from my enjoyment of them. But I enjoy other things. I enjoy doing music videos. I enjoy writing music. I enjoy writing. And I do the Bible studies. I also enjoy that. And I boast in all those things. God has given me many great works to do. I boast in the gifts that he's given me to do. Someone didn't hand music over to me to somebody else's works. God gave me this to do. I make my boast in it. Not look at all I have done. But I feel very built up in the Lord in that he has given me to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. God wants us to be assured of our salvation. He does.